Blog Talk Radio.
An arrow has to go through three stages for it all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the arrow, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your all to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater.
Hello, welcome to today's show, Real Talk. This is Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. Today on our show, I am joined by Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Harmony Kingdom of Justice, and God's Anointed Ministry. On today's show, we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing called Patience is a Virtue. Patience is a Virtue. And now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience and move forward into his teaching segment. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours.
Thank you, and good morning once again. Saints of God, we greet you with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and we are so excited once again that we have an opportunity to share the Word of God with the radio listening audience, and we certainly thank God for this wondrous opportunity. God gives us so many wonderful blessings in His Word, and we do not take for granted those opportunities that God gives us. So we're thankful today to be with you, and we thank God for those who are listening on this morning. We're going to go to the Word of God this morning. Certainly we have another awesome topic before us, patience, which is something that we need, especially in the body of believers, the body of Christ. Patience is the one. The Bible simply lets us to know that we should have the virtue called patience. We have to have that ability, praise God, to be able to wait, praise God. If you have your Bibles, we're going to a very familiar passage of Scripture. We'll start Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, very familiar passage. And then we want to read Psalms 27, 14, and finally Habakkuk, another familiar passage of Scripture, Habakkuk 2, verses 2 and 3. Patience is a virtue. Isaiah 40, 31, reading from the King James Version of the Bible, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord, praise God, the object of our waiting, praise God, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalms 27, verse 14, it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. This is the attitude, praise God. Wait on the Lord. Once again, the object of our waiting. And be of good courage, our attitude, praise God. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Notice that it has a condition, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Those that wait on the Lord and be of good courage, then he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, the psalmist says once again, I say on the Lord. And finally, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2-3. And the Lord answered. The Lord answered, speaking to Habakkuk the prophet. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. What did he say? Write the vision. And make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. that even the one that runs may be able to read it. He says, make it plain enough upon tables that even a runner will be able to read it. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Do it tarry, wait for it. Why? Because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Praise God. For it will surely come. It will not tarry. Patience indeed is a virtue. We have to have the ability, once again, my brothers and sisters, to wait on God. Waiting on the Lord is the patient expectation that God will fulfill his promises in his word and strengthen us to rise above life's difficulties. Waiting on the Lord is the patient expectation, praise God. We have to have an expectation in waiting. We're not waiting in idleness. We're waiting with expectation. That's the difference between waiting on God and just simply waiting. Those that wait on the Lord wait with the expectation that God will fulfill his promises, the promises of his word, praise God, and then ultimately will strengthen us to rise above life's difficulties. Let's say that we won't have some situations while we're waiting, but we'll be able ultimately to rise above the difficulties that we have in the process of waiting. Sometimes you got to go through something. Oftentimes, it's important that we understand that there are two enemies to our faith. One is time, the other one is trouble. It's not enough just to be waiting on God to fulfill his will and purpose in our lives. But while we're waiting, to have to go through a little something while we're waiting, while time is passing. But both are necessary, praise God. And that's a reality. That's the reason why the scriptures tell us that we have to wait. But we're not waiting, once again, in idleness. We're waiting on God because we know that when God shows up, he will have the answer, praise God. He's going to show up with the right solution for our problem. It means to completely trust, to put our complete trust in God. At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, that's what it means, to completely put our trust in God. Not in people, not in ourselves, not in circumstances or situations, and certainly not in money or material things. And oftentimes you hear us make that comparison. Why? Because people tend to have a mindset. We say to ourselves that we're trusting in God, but the reality is we're trusting in stuff. We're trusting in situations, circumstances, and we're really not waiting on God, because if we wait on, to wait on God means to trust him fully. No matter what comes along the way, we understand at the end of the day, God is going to show up and show himself strong and mighty. And yes, we may have to go through something. We may have to wait for time, and a period, praise God. But it will be worth it. Why? Because God has already assured us that his promises are yea and indeed. Every promise of God is amen, praise God. God knows exactly what he's doing. God knows how he wants to do it, when, where, and the manner to which he's going to do it. But we have to trust God fully that he's going to fulfill his purpose. Psalms 27 that 14th verse, David knew from experience what it meant to wait for the Lord. He had been anointed king, of course, at the age of 16, but he didn't become king until he was the ripe old age of 30, praise God. So there was a number of years, praise God, about 14 to be exact. During the interim, he was chased through the wilderness by jealous King Saul. David had to wait on God for the fulfillment of his promise to reign. But he trusted God. David had to go through the process, just as you and I. There's a process that we must go through. God never said that we wouldn't have to go through some things on our way to promise. Matter of fact, the scriptures let us to know we have need of patience in that after we have done the will of God, then cometh the promise. What did it say? After, praise God, that is a distinct time frame. Not before, not during, but after we have done the will, then cometh the promise, praise God. So David had to go through process, praise God, in order that he may be in the right mindset, that he may be prepared, just like you and I, saints of God. We have to be prepared for the work that God has for us. So now he has to take us through process. Glory to God. I said glory to God. We have to be processed first. Later, after becoming king, he was chased by his own son, rebellious Absalom. And then waiting for God, of course, saints of God, we know it is not easy. I said again, waiting for God is not easy. Oftentimes, it seems that he isn't answering our prayers or he doesn't understand the urgency of our situation. That's our mindset, if we be honest with ourselves. It's yours as well. Praise the Lord. That kind of thinking implies that God is not in total control or that God is not fair. But God is worth waiting for. I want to say that again. But God is worth waiting for. He is, praise God. God is faithful. There's many things that we know about him and we know of him, but the one thing that we have to grasp a hold on to, and I hope somebody is listening to me this morning, it is the fact that our God is faithful. That means God faileth not. There's not anything God went to do that he set his hands to that he did not ultimately bring to pass, because he's faithful in all that he says and all that he does. Lamentations 3:24-26, it calls us to hope in and wait for the Lord, because often God uses times of waiting to refresh us, to renew, and to teach us. I'll say that again. The Lord, oftentimes, God uses times of waiting, praise God, to refresh us, to renew, and to teach us. So make good use of your waiting times by discovering what God may be trying to teach you in them. That becomes then our task and responsibility. God, what are you trying to teach me in the process? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to endure this time frame and the trouble that comes along in the process? What is it you're trying to get me to understand? What is it that you're trying to teach me? So we have to make good use of those times of waiting, because God is developing us. He wants us to discover what it is that he wants to fulfill and to accomplish in our lives. Lamentations 3:24 simply says, I say to myself, and I'm reading it from the Living Bible. It's a little bit different rendering from the, if you're reading out of the King James, NIV, or another. It says, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. I say to myself, the Lord, he is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. Not what God can do, but he himself. The Lord himself is my inheritance. Therefore, in spite of this newfound information, praise God, I will hope in him. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him. To whom? God is wonderfully good to those individuals who wait for him and seek him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. Glory to God. It is good then to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. You remember the Lord strictly, he warned the people of Israel. He said unto them, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And then it comes back and said, be still now and see the salvation of the Lord. Not only be still and know that I'm God, but now be still and wait. See the salvation of the Lord. In other words, God says, watch me work the situation out. You've been wrestling with it. You've been trying to make things happen of yourself and on your own, and you haven't affected the situation. But be still now and know that I'm God. Now be still and see me. Watch me work this situation out in your life. See the salvation of the Lord. Watch my power at work in your life. Praise God. This chapter records in Habakkuk, the chapter records God's answer to Habakkuk's question. Saints, we're not the first generation of believers. There are other believers that walked this earth before us, and they did have concerns. They did have questions. They did have reservations about the purposes and will of God. Habakkuk had a question for God, and he wanted to know, number one, how long would evil prevail in the world? Habakkuk 1, 2, and 3. Number two, why was Babylon chosen to punish Judah? Why was Babylon chosen? Habakkuk 1 and 13. God said that the judgment, though it was slow to come, was certain. Understand this now. Hear well what God is. He says, though the judgment was slow to come, it was certain. Although God used Babylon against Judah, he knew Babylon's sins and would ultimately punish them in due time. Praise God. Hallelujah. There it is. Sometimes we often wonder, why does God allow evil to go forth in the world? Sometimes it seems like the worst of people seem to go forth and to seemingly have their way and to have success in the world. And you wonder, God, why are they? Because they're worse off than I am. I'm trying to do what is good. I'm trying to do what is right to fulfill your will and your purpose in my life. But I'm looking at these folks. They seem to be prosperous. They seem to have things going their way. Why are you allowing the way? Wicked seemingly to prosper while the saints of God, the righteous seemingly to be going through. But God's message is the same today as it was in Habakkuk's day. He says, just allow the purposes and the will to go forth. Though it seems judgment is taking a while, he says, have complete confidence in the fact that I know exactly what I'm doing. Though judgment seems to come slow, ultimately it will come to pass. Oh, glory to his holy eternal name. He's speaking not only to Habakkuk this morning, but he's speaking unto you, saying some of us have some of the same concerns and questions for God. But the answer is still the same. If it seems like it's slow, if it seems like God does not understand the urgency of your situation and circumstances, he says, wait on it. Matter of fact, go and write it down for your own purpose. For your own convenience. Make it plain upon table so that even the one that runs can read it. He says, write the vision and make it plain. Make it as sure as you need to. Why? Because he says, though the vision tarry, there may be a space of time that will pass between what God said and the manifestation thereof, but write it and wait. Why? Because he says, though it tarries, it may be slow to come to pass, but know of a certainty that it will surely come to pass. Oh, glory. Evil and injustice seem to have the upper hand in the world, even today. Like Habakkuk, Christians often feel angry and discouraged as they see what is going on. Habakkuk complained vigorously to God about the situation. God's answer to Habakkuk is the same answer he will give us today. If it seems slow, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It isn't easy to be patient, saints. But it helps to remember that God hates sin even more than we do. Punishment of sin will certainly come. I said punishment of sin will certainly come. As God told Habakkuk, wait patiently. That's the attitude in waiting. Wait patiently with expectancy that what God says he will surely do. We must trust God even when we don't understand why events occur as they do. We're standing in the shoes today as many of the saints of old saints, even now. They had the same, some of the same concerns and questions as we do. But God's answer, once again, is the same today, because God does not change, the Bible says. He's the same, yes, yesterday, and yes, today, and indeed forevermore. He changes not. God's mythology, God's power, and God's personage is still the same today as it was in Habakkuk's day. But God's answer remains the same. Wait patiently, for it will surely come to pass. Patience is a virtue. God bless you, and God keep you indeed in our sincerest prayer.
And thank you for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning, Pastor Fields. We are now down to our commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-470, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I'm in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is working on called Patience is a Virtue. In the chat room, Pastor Fields, we have Sister Gwendolyn, and she had a question regarding patience as a believer. She wanted to know, during such challenging and trying times, how do we actually build upon that patience, knowing that of a certainty that everything God has promised us is indeed going to come to pass in our life when it doesn't look like nothing is manifesting?
Praise God. And certainly we thank God this morning for you, Sister Gwendolyn. And the answer is still the same. There's an old Chinese proverb that says a journey of 1,000 miles begins with just one step. And it's the same with our attitude and patience. We must begin to just take it one step at a time, trusting God in small things, praise God, releasing our faith in little things, and allowing ourselves to trust God through those things. There is a passage of scripture in the Bible that says, God says, I'm taking you from faith unto faith and glory unto glory. This tells us of a surety that God is using those little situations, times of our lives when we go through small situations, and God delivers us out of those little smaller things, and he takes us on to greater things, so that what we thought initially was a great big thing in our lives, God delivered us out of them, and he brought us through those things so that now we have as an indicator what God has already done, and we can build upon it to say that if God did that, then surely he can take care of this situation right here. So then the faith, onto faith, shows progression. I'm moving from a smaller levels of believing and trusting God, a faith incidences, to greater measures. Well, now I'm trusting God for greater things in my life. And the patient walk is the same thing. We've got to learn how to trust God in small things and waiting on Him. And as we continue to trust Him in those things, God then shows us greater opportunities to be able to have patience and wait on Him and trust Him, because the Bible says that the Word of God will never, ever come back void, but it will accomplish the thing. And somebody asked the question, what if some don't believe? Then does that make the Word of God of none effect? The Bible said, God forbid. It was true when God said it. It don't matter whether we agree with it, whether we trust God, or whether we're standing faithful. It is true when it came out of the mouth of God, and it becomes our responsibility, yours and mine, to simply trust. And we do it by taking small steps. God bless you, Sister Gwen, and all that are listening.
Thank you, Pastor Phil. We also have listeners that are listening in. If you would like to ask any questions or have any comments or encouraging words for Pastor Phil, you can unmute yourself from the listening mode and actually click on your phone so that you can speak if you so desire to do so. Also, Pastor Phil, we have Bishop Jackson, and he's out of Barbados is what he has on there. And he says that he's really enjoying listening to the Real Talk segment. He's grateful that there are such true men of God in this season. And he's wanting to know when you will be available to come to Barbados. So we want to thank Bishop for his encouraging words here in the studio for the man of God. And he also wanted to, because of all of the climate changes and everything that's going on, to pray for the weather, because they're getting a lot of rain and changes and stuff as well. As praying for all men in leadership, he said. So we'll give you that opportunity to do so.
Amen. Praise God. And certainly thank God to you, Bishop Jackson, and to all of the people there in Barbados. And certainly, as God gives grace, if He opens up that opportunity, we certainly would love, praise God, to be able to visit there and to fellowship with the saints there in Barbados. Praise God. We're going to be praying for that man of God, that God will open up that door, and hopefully very soon. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we thank you, Lord God. The man of God, Lord God, has Father, requested, Father, not only for himself, but for that region right now. They're experiencing climate change, God, but you already know. We're not giving you any information, Father. You already know what it is. But we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Father, because we know that you are both the author and finisher of our faith. We humbly submit ourselves to you today, God, knowing, Father, that every good and perfect gift comes from you. But we've been trusting you, God. You've been taking care of us. The Bible declares, indeed, your word, Father, that the steps of a good man, that is the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, and you delight in their way. Father, may you find delight in us, God. May you continue to direct them, God. Cover them with your arms of protection even now, God. As the climate is changing, Father, as seeing the weather patterns, Father, are being wayward even now, God. We know your hands of protection, God. May you envelope them with your love, your mercy, God, and with your strength even now, Lord God. Touch the people of God and keep them faithfully in your care, we do pray, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for leadership even in this season, God. May you touch the men, women of God, those that are in positions of leadership even now, God. Guard them and guide them. Direct their path, God. Lead them faithfully, Lord God. Even though that seems like things are turning and twisting, God, and changing before them, God, give them a strength to stand and be strong in the Lord indeed and in the power of your might, God. And you said, haven't done it all, God, to stand. May they continue to stand for. We pray. And we give you glory even now in the precious name of Jesus and then by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Phil. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. Thank you for encouraging the man of God in this time and in this season. And you can avail yourself to the various ministries that you have And the websites are www.godsanointedministries.com, www.ghkc1.org. As well as in this time and season, you can avail yourself to assisting the man of God with monetary donations for radio talk segments as well as upcoming television segments so that he can continue to spread the word of God in this time and this season. Also, you can avail yourself with assisting the man of God, even with Bibles and donations for international ministry. Yes, international ministry, so that the man of God can continue to feed the sheep of God across the world and the nation. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk segment. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
And I will have to go through three stages, for it's all to learn. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Abba, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh, yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel it shaking in the spirit. I feel it beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel the pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel it shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel the beating in the spirit.